Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Vintage Bread Forgotten Recipes by Kevin Palmer McDermott is a retro-themed bread cookbook that spotlights old-fashioned loaves, rolls, flatbreads, and other bakes associated with traditional home kitchens, positioned as part of the author's vintage and retro cookbook line. Its purpose is to revive classic bread styles that may feel less common in modern baking routines while keeping the results appealing for today. The book's emphasis is practical. It presents a broad selection of recipes and invites readers to recreate comforting flavors and familiar textures, from everyday sandwich-style breads to sweeter, spiced, or fruit and nut-enriched loaves. The overall tone is nostalgic, aiming to reconnect bakers with the good old days through ingredients and combinations that recall earlier eras of home cooking. Rather than focusing on artisan theory or highly technical pastry science, the cookbook centers on approachable home baking variety and the pleasure of making and sharing bread. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reviving vintage bread traditions for modern home kitchens. A key theme of the book is preservation through practice, bringing back bread recipes and flavor pairings associated with earlier home baking traditions, then making them workable for contemporary readers. The retro framing is not only aesthetic, it also signals an interest in dependable comfort foods and time-tested methods that many families relied on. By presenting classic breads as still mouthwatering today, the book positions vintage baking as relevant rather than purely historical. This matters for home bakers who want to move beyond a small rotation of standard loaves and explore styles that feel familiar yet distinct. The collection encourages readers to recreate bread suited to daily meals as well as occasional treats, building a bridge between nostalgia and practicality. The emphasis remains on baked results that can fit into present-day routines, loaves for slicing, rolls for the table, and other breads that can be served with soups, breakfasts, or packed lunches. The overall takeaway is that older styles of bread can be both accessible and satisfying without requiring specialty equipment or professional training. Secondly, a broad recipe spectrum, loaves, rolls, bagels, and flatbreads, the book stands out for range. It does not restrict itself to one bread category, instead offering multiple formats that serve different needs. Examples referenced in public listings include loaves such as oatmeal table bread and sweet cream loaf, sandwich-friendly options like brown sugar yeasted sandwich bread, and shaped or enriched bakes such as potato butter rolls and buttermilk crescent buns. It also extends to items many home bakers like to master for variety, including malt bagels. The inclusion of flatbreads adds another dimension, with combinations that lean savory and meal-ready, such as garlic yogurt and sesame flatbread, or spinach and feta pan-grilled flatbread, as well as breakfast-oriented options like honey oat breakfast flatbread. This variety supports different skill levels and occasions. Some recipes are likely straightforward staples, while others function as weekend projects or special bake centerpieces. The practical value is a single volume that can expand a baker's repertoire across multiple bread types without needing separate niche books for each format. Thirdly, flavor profiles rooted in nostalgia, sweet, spiced, fruit, and nut breads. Another important topic is the book's emphasis on classic flavor combinations that evoke older community and family baking traditions. Publicly listed examples include apple molasses bread, rum raisin bread, milk cardamom bread, coconut spice bread, and walnut hearth bread, along with fruit and nut pairings like pineapple macadamia bread and apricot fennel bread. These styles reflect a vintage sensibility using pantry staples, warming spices, and preserved or dried fruits to add interest and richness to everyday bread. The appeal is twofold. First, these recipes help home bakers move beyond plain white or basic wheat loaves into breads that feel giftable, celebratory, or suited to seasonal tables. Second, they provide a practical way to introduce variety without changing the fundamental comfort of bread as a familiar food. Even when ingredients sound distinctive, the structure remains approachable: mix, rise, shape, bake, share. In category terms, the book leans into the emotional connection of baking, emphasizing aromas, flavors, and textures that feel remembered, rediscovered, and still enjoyable in a modern kitchen. Fourthly, herb and savory loaves as meal-building staples. Alongside sweet and enriched recipes, the book includes savory breads designed to support everyday meals. Examples mentioned in public descriptions include harvest herb bread, onion paprika loaf, and rosemary orange bread, which indicate an interest in aromatic breads that can stand on their own or complement soups, stews, and roasted dishes. This is an important element of a comprehensive bread collection because it treats bread as more than a side. Savory loaves and flatbreads can function as the backbone of a meal, the base for sandwiches, or a shared centerpiece. By featuring herb-forward or onion and spice-accented breads, the cookbook offers readers a way to create bakery-style variety at home while keeping the overall approach grounded in familiar cooking flavors. These recipes also align with the book's nostalgic positioning. Many vintage home cooks used herbs, onions, and spices to elevate simple doughs into something distinctive for gatherings. The result is a set of options that expand beyond sweetness and highlight bread as versatile, practical, and adaptable to the table. Lastly, the retro cookbook experience approachable guidance and patient baking. The book's retro identity suggests a focus on approachable, recipe-led baking rather than heavy technical instruction. It aims to make traditional breads feel doable for home bakers by presenting a curated set of recipes with clear intent to recreate classic results without losing the old-fashioned character. At the same time, traditional bread baking typically requires attention to process, including mixing, proofing, shaping, and baking to doughness. In related reception to the author's vintage-themed baking collections, readers often value the variety and clarity, but note that some recipes can reward patience and careful following of steps, which is consistent with working with yeasted doughs and enriched batters. This topic matters because it sets expectations. The reward is nostalgic flavor and a wider personal baking repertoire. But the path may involve practicing timing and handling dough. For readers who enjoy the rhythm of bread making, that is a benefit rather than a drawback. The cookbook positions vintage baking as an attainable craft, encouraging persistence and enjoyment of the process as part of the good old days experience. In conclusion, Vintage Bread Forgotten Recipes is best suited to home bakers who want more variety than a basic bread manual and who enjoy the idea of recreating classic, old-fashioned flavors. It will appeal to readers drawn to retro cooking, nostalgic comfort foods, and the satisfaction of baking breads that feel both familiar and a little uncommon in many modern weeknight routines. Practically, the book functions as a repertoire builder. It brings together multiple bread formats, including everyday loaves, enriched rolls, bagels, and flatbreads, plus a mix of sweet, spiced, and savory profiles. That breadth makes it useful for bakers who like to match bread to occasions, from breakfast and lunches to dinner tables and seasonal gatherings. Intellectually and creatively, it reinforces the idea that older recipes can remain relevant, not as museum pieces, but as living kitchen traditions worth repeating. Compared with many contemporary bread books that emphasize artisan technique, ultra-minimalist ingredient lists, or a single specialty style, this cookbook stands out for its retro curation and its emphasis on nostalgic variety. Readers willing to follow traditional bread steps with care will likely find it a rewarding, comforting addition to their kitchen shelf. If you would like to support Kevin Palmer McDermott, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.